Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. It's Tuesday morning, second day of the show. I'm in the Shaw contract space, and I'm with Reese Duncan, who's creative director. Reese, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So, hey, this is becoming a ritual here. 13 years in a row that you've won Best of Neocon Award. You've actually won it in two areas. You won a silver award in modular, and you also won a gold award in healthcare, right?
Yes, yes. We're very excited. It was our lucky 13.
Yeah, I'm sure you were nervous yesterday morning when they were announcing these, right?
Yes, we were. We always are. And there's so much great product out there, but we are very excited for our design studios.
Well, the product that won the silver in the modular category, Design Journey, interesting story behind that. You took a 12-day trip to Cambodia and Laos, is that right?
We did. You know, Design Journey started as a research project within our design studio to research craft cultures in the world that are really in danger of becoming extinct. Younger generations are growing up. They don't want to practice the same crafts as their parents and grandparents have for generations, and they're moving into urban areas. Also, different production can produce a fabric in half the time as it takes someone to produce it by hand. But we wanted to really go to the heart of where craft cultures are being revived, and people are really trying to maintain that culture and generation of handcraft that's been practiced for centuries. So we went to small rural weaving villages in Cambodia and Laos, and we studied with master weavers and also some novice weavers on how different techniques and patterns that they've passed down from generations and generations, they don't learn from a book. And so it was a really rich, immersive kind of experience for our designers and myself. And then we used that inspiration to develop Design Journey, 6 tile products, 3 that really focus on the novice weaver. And we notice very inconsistent textures that are developed by them because they're not very precise in weaving yet. You know, stitches are dropped out. So we wanted to kind of celebrate that inconsistency and that raw texture. And then we contrast that with the master weaver, someone who has been weaving since they were 6 years old. And, you know, they have this really precise patterning that they can create, and beautiful, intricate patterns. So that's the story behind the collection.
Well, let's go back to the trip for a minute, because I'm thinking there's probably not a Ritz-Carlton nearby. Were you just camping out on this trip or what?
No, you know, there were some beautiful hotels. We stayed in Cambodia. We were in Siem Reap, which is a pretty large town. All the temples are located, and it wasn't bad, but we did go out into rural communities during the day, and we would drive for 2 hours and then just come upon this beautiful village and all these beautiful people, and we would spend the day with them.
And you had a translator, I guess, because they don't speak English there, I'm sure, right?
We did have a translator.
All right, so this collection, Design Journey, has a color line of 15 colors, and I'm looking at them, and I'm seeing, you know, some things we've seen now for a little while, charcoals, grays. Talk a little bit about the color line.
Yeah, we wanted to be authentic in the development of the color line. We used some of the fabrics that we saw there and some of the cultural sort of colors that they use, but we also wanted to influence that with obviously things that are really important and staple neutrals into the palette as well. So it's a rich kind of flexible palette, incorporates some high luster yarns in there to capture that silk fiber that we saw that they wove with and capture the luster.
I think one of the names is tobacco, right?
We do have tobacco and bayon and temple and all these really fun names that capture the place.
Okay. So the next award you won was a gold award in healthcare, and it's kind of focused in the acute care area, and it's called Collective Time, is that right?
Yes, Collective Time. And this was a really fun project. Our design studio wanted to sort of explore this idea of focusing on wellness and balance in your life. They wore some wearable technology, some Fitbits, and captured data from your wake and your sleep cycle, really thinking about how you can be aware of your own wellness and your own sort of biorhythms. As we all travel 24/7, you know, we get off of our clocks, and it's important to kind of step back and really think about that. So we use some of the data from that research to develop the patterns. There's activity, rest, and unwind that are offered in tile. And then dawn and dusk are 2 of the broadloom patterns. And so we layered on sort of this idea of this light to dark cycle, kind of as you wake the dawn. And so there's a beautiful gradient of color in the background that captures that as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you get any feedback from the judges as to, I mean, 13 years in a row to win this award? That's just, it's hard to explain because a lot of other beautiful products, a lot of other companies out there are doing really well. What do you hear from the judges? Why do you think you win every year?
That's a good question, because the judges are very quiet when they come through, and some show interest, but some try to be very biased. But I think that people can relate to our products, and we put a lot of detail into the concept and the story, and a lot of detail into every part of the color and the yarn. And so I think that shows, and they're usable products and beautiful as well.
Now, one thing I notice as I'm in your space is most everybody at the Mart is talking about a rectangular-shaped product. Some of them are calling them thin strips, and, you know, that's what we're seeing. And you even have that actually with Patcraft. But at Shaw Contract up here on 10, everything is square, right?
We do. All the collections that we're showing right now are 24 by 24 format. But, yeah, I know there's a lot of energy around different shapes. Everyone's really energized, and we will be launching a collection after Neocon in the fall with the 9x36 format and the 18x36 format and 36x36, so really playing with scale. So we have more fun things to come.
Yeah, I mean, last year you had Hexagon, and I think it was 3 years ago you introduced the 18x36. So you've been in those other formats, and you're just kind of moving back to square for now.
Yeah, I think we introduced throughout the year different size formats. So like I said, we'll be introducing more towards the end of the year, and these collections just really tended to work in a real seamless quality. So the 24 by 24 kind of allows us to achieve that on the floor.
Now, in the back of your area up here, you do have LVT hard surface. And I believe this is the first year you've moved that up to be part of the Shaw Contract space, right?
Yeah, we have a design studio now within my team that focuses on resilient development. So we're launching grain and pigment, a great neutral wood tone with some metallic sheen added to it. And then pigment is really a beautiful color, striated color with some bright, bold color. So, you know, mixing that materiality of wood texture with solid colors, a lot of beautiful neutrals, and then also playing with luster with some metallic colors. So it's a great new collection.
All right, so you're creative director at Shaw Contract. That's a pretty prestigious job you have. I know you're itching to get out and take a look around and see what's going on with some of these furniture companies. What are you seeing from a design trend standpoint right now?
I do want to get out. I haven't gotten out yet. I really want to see what some of the new furniture systems, you know, they're introducing. I've heard the Hayworth collection is really beautiful. You know, we're researching a lot of trends and colors right now, too. Our design team took about 6 months and developed a color and trend forecast called Color Sense. And it's really thinking about how design can engage all of your senses. You know, when you walk into a space, it's about the experience and not just your sense of touch, but also maybe your sense of smell and your sense of balance and your sense of wonder, how it can pique your curiosity. So we'll be launching Color Sense, which is a great color and trend forecast as a CEU. People can go online and view that or view it with their salesperson as well.
Well, Reese, congratulations again on winning an award 13 years in a row. Again, been talking to Reese Duncan, who's creative director with Shaw Contract Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.